You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Herman Fisher, the CEO and inventor of Spoon Sleep, a revolutionary new mattress with patent-pending sleep technology that uniquely supports the body's various pressure points for an unparalleled sleeping experience, totally new to the market. I like the sounds of that, and Mr. Fisher, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having us.
And you're welcome. Our pleasure. So what inspired you to create the Spoon Sleep mattress?
Well, I think the actual idea came about when I was working with a company out in West Virginia called Rubber Light. We were working on a product actually for rail cars. And what we were trying to do was we were trying to manage the vibrations of the rail cars, meaning that when a passenger is sitting inside the rail car, they actually do not feel the vibrations, and that's what the project was for. So we were basically looking at foams to have high resilience and also manage the dampening of the actual vibrations. So if you think about it, when I looked at the foam, I was like, this was perfect for a mattress, but the only issue was is that it had to be a lot softer. So what I actually did was I took it and re-engineered it and took it back to the mattress industry and thought this would actually be a great product to move forward with.
So Herman, how long did it take to concept and develop?
The concept itself took roughly around 9 months. What we had to do was re-engineer the foam. Re-engineering foam took a little bit of time due because we wanted to soften it up, but at the same time, we wanted to give it its resilience like an inner spring. So really, that's a lot of the time it took. But not only that, we wanted to develop different prototypes and get different types of sleepers on it. So the Spoon system itself took roughly around 9 months.
We'd love to hear the details. Why did you take the leap to leave your position at Rubber Light and start this company from the ground up?
I think I've always been kind of a risk taker, even though this is kind of on a new platform. I really felt like we had a home run. I came from the mattress industry. I was an executive at Sealy Mattress. So what we were trying to do there was always look for new types of innovations and new materials. So when I stumbled upon this type of material, I just thought that this could revolutionize the mattress market. So that's really kind of the leap of faith. Obviously, it takes a lot to start up a company and get a lot of people to believe in you and help. So, but at the same time, I kind of believed in myself, and I thought that this was the best opportunity to get in, especially with the revolutionary bed in a box that's currently in our industry.
Quite courageous on your part, and you're certainly an inspiration to us listening in today. We are joined by Mr. Herman Fisher, the CEO and inventor of Spoon Sleep, a revolutionary new mattress with patent-pending sleep technology, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what would you say makes Spoon Sleep so unique?
Well, let's talk about the category for a minute. We're in the bed-in-the-box category, so the actual category itself is unique. So no longer do consumers have to go out there and go to the retail facilities, you know, and go listen to a commission-based salesman telling them to buy this mattress or doesn't this feel great. You know, we're in an industry where we actually will send you out Spoon Sleep will actually send you out the bed and let you sleep on it for 100 nights. So you can return it, no questions asked. So that's really one of the main key points as far as our product is concerned. You know, the second thing is actually the sleep system itself. You know, we have a key feature in our product, which is our pillar foam, and that's what I talked about a little bit earlier in this podcast. about we have an engineer foam that actually helps you align your back and manages your pressure points, which is kind of the first for the industry, you know. And what we wanted to do was replicate an inner spring, and there's no other mattress out there that can actually say and do this. And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier, this is a proprietary, a patent pending technology. So, you know, these are things that are unique, especially for Spoon Sleep, but they're also unique for the mattress industry as a whole. And thirdly, but not lastly, we have a LiveSmart cover. So in other words, we have a spill-resistant cover, which is also the first in the industry. So if you have any trouble, maybe you have a kid, or maybe you like to sip your wine at night and you have a spill, that's no problem. You can just wipe it up.
And that's certainly a plus, no doubt about it. Lastly, any advice for inventors or entrepreneurs thinking of taking a chance like you did?
That's a pretty tough question. I mean, I can give you the cliches about, you know, stay motivated, stay inspired. But I think the true thing is you have to know your self-worth. I think you have to understand who you are. I think you're going to be tested. You have to be very patient. You know, there's a lot of things that's not going to swing your way, and there's some things that's going to swing your way. So you have to be able to persevere and you know, keep pushing forward. And I think another key part is that you have to surround yourself with people that have the same like vision. I mean, you can have the best idea in the world, but if your team doesn't believe in you, you know, you're really going to have trouble selling your product to your team and the consumer. So I think there's some key things that a person that's starting out a business need to know, and I think that you need to keep pushing on.
Well, it's certainly fabulous what you've created, and we wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Where can listeners get all the details on Spoon Sleep?
Al, if you go to our website, www.spoonsleep.com, you can get all the details. You can follow us on our social website. You can go to Instagram and follow us. You can also see some of our YouTube videos. So, but at Idios Categories, just type in Spoon Sleep. Again, www.spoonsleep.com.
Very good. Again, Herman, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Herman Fisher, the CEO and inventor of Spoon Sleep, a revolutionary new mattress with patent-pending sleep technology that uniquely supports the body's various pressure points for an unparalleled sleeping experience. Totally new to the market. And for all the details, visit spoonsleep.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.